USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to outline his strategy today to keep the nation safe in a major speech. Crime has been soaring over the last 18 months, with more than 300 people killed in Chicago just alone this year. This after many Democrats were calling for the police to be defunded or reimagined. As far as what he believes is the issue, former Detroit Police Chief James Craig tells Fox News,
"No, we don't have a gun problem in the country. What we have is a criminal problem, and we need to address that."
AAA is predicting holiday travel around the 4th of July will return to pre-pandemic levels, with a 40% increase over last year when many people were stuck at home due to the pandemic. The Automobile Association saying 47 million Americans are expected to drive or fly between July 1st and the 5th. USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust, with top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone, so download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced his support for an independent review commission's recommended changes to the legal process for sexual harassment and assault claims in the military. During a hearing with the House Armed Services Committee, Austin assures Congress won't be left in the dark on any changes made.
"We are prepared to work with Congress to amend the Uniform Code of Military Justice in this regard. The IRC also recommended the inclusion of other special victims' crimes inside this independent prosecution system, to include domestic violence, and I support this as well."
News continuing to come out of the Supreme Court, the court striking down union organizers' right to visit farm workers in fields, ruling a California regulation providing access violated property rights. The court also ruling that a Pennsylvania school district overstepped its authority by punishing a high school cheerleader who used a vulgar word on Snapchat when she didn't make the varsity cheerleading team. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican lawmakers are speaking out after a successful filibuster.
A sweeping elections reform bill pushed by congressional Democrats has been blocked by Senate Republicans. In a Tuesday vote, the For the People Act was blocked from being brought to the floor for a debate by a 50-50 tally along party lines. 60 votes were needed to advance the proposal. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall explains to Newsmax TV the issues his party had with the bill.
"They never mentioned the downsides of this legislation. They never mentioned that this legislation does away with voter ID, that it encourages ballot harvesting, and it uses federal dollars to match campaign dollars as well. Just a moment ago, you put up polling that we've known for months, that 80% of Americans believe in voter ID, that it adds integrity to the election process. We need our elections to be safer. We need them to be fair, but we certainly want integrity. We think that voter ID does that. Voter ID brings integrity to it. Without voter ID, or if you encourage ballot harvesting, it decreases the value of your vote. And I happen to think that voting for this republic is a very, very valuable thing that all of us are required or recommended to do."
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Worth noting, Democrats used the filibuster against a Republican-led Senate and former President Donald Trump over 300 times in 2020. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.